Now's the news. I'm Tian Lu. China has once again called for an international peace conference to resolve the Ukraine crisis. In an interview with Al Jazeera, Foreign Minister Wang Yi reiterated China's stance that peaceful discussions are the only viable way out. Wang said conflicts do not end on the battlefield, but at the negotiating table. He also said China supports an international conference recognized by both Russia and Ukraine at a proper time. The Kremlin says Russia will explore ways to overcome any potential illegal obstacles and unfair competition imposed on the country's energy sector. Media reports say the EU may impose new sanctions against Russian liquefied natural gas projects and introduce a ban on using EU ports to re-export Russian supplies to third countries. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says the efforts to squeeze Russia out of global energy markets are continuing, which will present high costs for consumers in the European industrial sectors. He says the transition to more expensive markets is primarily beneficial for the United States and a number of other countries. China has described the so-called overcapacity claim as a man-made false narrative rather than a market-defined conclusion. The Director General of the Foreign Ministry's Department of North American and Oceanian Affairs was speaking while briefing the media on U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit to China. Yang Tao said the claim is another example of U.S. protectionism and suppression of China's development. He said what's excess is not China's capacity, but the U.S. anxiety. A pair of giant pandas will be sent to the San Diego Zoo in the United States. It comes after the China Wildlife Conservation Association and the zoo signed a cooperation agreement on giant panda protection. Yunchuan and Xingbao have been selected from the China Conservation and Research Center for the giant panda. Argentine Foreign Minister Diana Mondino is traveling to China for a five-day visit. Her visit comes as Argentina seeks to renew a currency swap to boost its central bank reserves. Mondino is expected to attend meetings in Beijing and Shanghai. Joel Richards reports.
Argentina's Foreign Minister Diana Mondino begins a 10-day trip to China, France, Belgium and Portugal, looking to boost trade and exports. The first stops will be Beijing and Shanghai. Finance, investment and trade agreements are expected to be on the agenda. Argentina is looking to renew $5 billion of a currency swap with the People's Bank of China to boost the central bank's foreign reserves. China is Argentina's second largest trade partner after Brazil. In 2014, the two countries signed a strategic declaration.
The China National Space Administration says the Chang'e 6 lunar probe is scheduled for launch at the beginning of May. The combination of the lunar probe and the carrier rocket was transferred on Saturday to the launching area in Hainan. Wu Lei reports.
The huge rocket behind me is China's 8th Long March 5 carrier rocket. The Chang'e 6 probe is put on the top of the rocket. They're now being rolled on a mobile platform to the launch pad. It's less than 3 kilometers from the assembly building to the launch pad, but it will take about 2 hours to get the rocket safely into place. China National Space Administration says China's first ever mission to return the samples from the far side of the moon is expected to launch in early May.
Authorities say the Hong Kong Zhuhai Macau Bridge has seen over 10 million inbound and outbound vehicles pass through its Zhuhai port. The bridge opened to public traffic in October 2018. Weeks of heavy rain have killed more than 200 people in East Africa. Kenya, Tanzania, and Burundi have been battered by floods and landslides. Several tornadoes have left a trail of destruction as they ripped through the U.S. Midwestern region. In the state of Nebraska, a tornado damaged hundreds of homes and miles of farmland. Injuries have been reported, but it's not yet clear if anyone was killed in the storm. And that's the news. I'm Tian Lu.